So coming up on Sunday, we have a big cleanup happening at Tower Road. And we managed to get the organizer, Don Booth, to take a few moments to speak with us today. Thanks so much for chatting with us today, Don.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
So let's just start off with how you became a part of Tower Road and the cleanup.
So I joined the Fort McMurray Environment Committee back in 2008, and I joined the committee because of the state of Tower Road. I felt like, because at this time, this is when I first realized what a problem the legal dumping issue was out there, and I joined the committee to do something about it, and they've been supporting the project ever since day one back in 2009, and we've joined up with the Northern Off-Road Society. They've been a big part of this since day one as well, and that's how it all kind of began. We just started getting groups together and volunteers and kept it an annual thing going.
So how often do you go up to Tower Road yourself?
Well, when I first moved here in 2007, I used to go quadding quite a bit. Then in 2010, I had my first child, and I've had three since then. So quite honestly, I go there once a year, twice a year to do the cleanups and to, you know, kind of look at the target areas to see what needs to be done. So I'm not actively on the road, you know, all the time, but I think this is why I'm getting such a big outpour of people, you know, wanting to raise awareness and get out there. There's tons of groups that have contacted me. I think it's the Tower Road Equisite group that contacted me, and they're a local horse club that, you know, they have their horses riding on Tower Road all the time. The Gun Club contacted me. We got all these groups that are actively using the road that want to be a part of this and do something about it to get rid of the waste that's left behind.
So I'm sure over the years you've seen some pretty crazy things on Tower Road.
Oh, Justin, everything from, you know, hazardous waste to animal carcasses. Sometimes it's just really, I'm almost kind of afraid what I'm going to find. You will pick up a bag and there'll be a deer leg. Washing machines to animal carcasses to propane tanks to household waste to mattresses to concrete blocks. I think one year we found it looked like a whole roof of shingles dumped down the side of a hill. You know, it's everything. Anything that anybody would throw away, it's out there and more. So people are using it as a landfill.
I've only been here a couple months, but I've already have learned about what Tower Road is known for, and that's it's kind of a place where people go to dump things, and it's kind of sad, actually.
It's disappointing because, you know, like myself, I'm busy at home with my children, right? Not getting to go out there and be active on the road as I'd like to because, you know, enjoying the backcountry. We have so much beautiful backcountry and trails here. But the thing is, you know, the people that are actively using it and having to put up with that, you know, the members from the horse club wanting to take their horses just on a road and having to watch out for boxes or broken glass. I was there last Thursday and I saw like syringes, you know, used syringes on the road. Now, say a horse stepped on that, right? Or, you know, even the gun club, the members of the National Canadian Firearms, there's a lot of them taking part this year because they're upset of all the gun shells, all the waste that's leaving behind when people are going out shooting. Now, to be a responsible shooter, you have to take your targets down. You have to pick up your shells. You have to take all that stuff with you, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're finding a lot of gun shells on the road, and they're feeling like they don't want that small percentage of people that are doing that to ruin it for everybody, right? And ultimately, that's what's going to happen. Maybe not, I'm hoping not happen, but we got so many people and groups actively using these backcountry roads that those illegal dumpers are going to, you know, ruin it for people. We're trying to find solutions. I've been, you know, collecting statements and letters, reports, and I have posed that to the city and the province at large to kind of come up with better solutions, whether that's surveillance cameras or a toll to go on the road. I don't know. Like, I'm looking for solutions right now, right?
Yeah.
And asking people for their feedback of what they think they could do. And surveillance cameras have come up as one thing, right? But then you look at that, that's a cost. That's manpower. We're thinking, you know, maybe more bylaw officers on the road, which we did have at one point. There was an environmental bylaw officer that was hired, and he did a wonderful job maintaining that road. And he left the position, and I don't know if it was replaced or not.
So you've organized a Tower Road cleanup, and that's happening on Sunday, right?
I'm asking everybody just to come. It's rain or shine, so be prepared. We've done these events in the rain, you know, so if it's raining out, wear the proper gear. Closed-toe shoes. We don't want anybody out there with sandals, right, because of due to the nature of things we find. We don't want anybody getting hurt. Just come. We have cleaning supplies. Wear bug repellent.
So what time are you starting the cleanup on Sunday?
So it's going to be from 1 to 4. What we're going to do is do a little safety rundown, have everybody collect their cleaning supplies, break everybody up into three different groups. Just if anybody wants to take part and have any further questions, they can email me at info@fmec.org. That's our Environment Committee website is fmec.org. So they can email me at info@fmec.org, or they can call me directly at 780-972-2407.
Awesome.
And that's my direct phone number.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dawn. And hopefully you get a whole bunch of people coming out to help you on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good crowd. I think this year is going to be our biggest crowd yet. I've just had, so many groups and stuff again. And the support that we do get from the city is very, very honored to have their support as well.